Rules, space, and freedom. How are you with rules? For as long as I can remember, I've strongly disliked other people's rules, especially those that seem arbitrary and unnecessary. Unless I'm a decision maker in creating the rules, or they actually resonate with me as a truth I can abide by, then they actually drive me insane. From little rules to big rules, from my partner's rules to government rules and anything in between. It dissolves my sense of freedom and autonomy to always be considering other people's rules. I've only once lived in a share house, and that was once too much. As a Leo, my home is my castle, my den, my territory, my rules. For me, my home is my sanctuary. It is the one place that I'm free to be me. No one else's rules or laws is restricting my flow and spontaneity of expression, which is a totally feasible way to live if you're single. However, one day I had a child. Gone were the days, yes, literally days, of peace and silence. All of a sudden my home was full of shoulds, obligations, responsibilities, and a distinct lack of spontaneity and quiet. Throw into that mix a partner, and some days I can feel like I'm suffocating in self-censorship just so that there is peace and harmony in the home. Don't get me wrong. I love my family, and I know that they make daily compromises to live with me and my rules too. They are awesome. We have a great life, but I'm not going to lie. I stop functioning well if I'm always surrounded by others and am feeling a constant requirement to meet others' needs. Some may think that's oddly selfish, but it's how I am. I've pretended otherwise in the past to my own detriment. Actually, for me, selfishness would not be considering the needs of those that I live with and love and not putting those needs above my own at times, sometimes quite often, especially with a child. As a woman, mother, and a lover who is sensitive and feels things deeply, both spoken and unspoken, I'm constantly aware of the energies I'm surrounded by, regardless of whether they are positive, negative, or neutral. I'm also an introvert. Yes, even Leos can be introverted. My very nature desires lots of space and solo time to re-energize, integrate, and process life. Add to that a need to escape from society's rules and constant censorship, and some days I'm bordering on being a hermit. This doesn't have to be a bad thing. When I do get alone time, it is my opportunity to reset, to drop the need to hold space for others' needs, and to come back into myself. Without this alone time, I begin to lose sight of what is me and what is them. Without the space to reintegrate all the pieces of me that get lost, scattered, blurred, and buried in the presence of others, I actually can become incredibly ungrounded, unhappy, and pretty messy, and no one enjoys that. It's not always easy or even possible to negotiate lots of space when you are in a family, and while I need time alone, I also need time to connect with my man, time to be with my daughter, and of course time to work, play, and catch up with loved ones. It is a juggle, one I'm still practicing with the intention of mastering one day. In the meantime, I'm learning new and creative ways of making more space within the limited space we have. I am learning better ways of communicating my needs, and I'm discovering different ways to access the time I need so that I can be fully loving, radiant, and sensual woman that I naturally am. Some days it looks really good, and some days it's a definite work in progress. Some days I just break all the rules and love every minute of it. I would love to hear how you create more space and freedom in your life. How do you negotiate all the rules? Drop a comment below and share your freedom wisdom. In beauty, Chiquina Lee.